My dear devotees, today we celebrate the appearance day of Srinivas Acharya, a day which is connected to the Sankirtan mission in a way which I would like to bring to your attention. But just one second. There is one instruction from Srila Rupa Goswami which sometimes devotees in our movement have difficulties to really grasp, and that is that amongst all the principles for executing devotional service to live in Vrindavan Mathura is most essential. There are five principles, and Mathura Vasi, or living in the holy dham of Vrindavan Mathura, is one of the most essential principles. Now, this principle, as Prabhupada explains, can be fulfilled also by someone who does not physically live in the holy dham of Vrindavan and Mathura. To follow this principle, you have to spread the atmosphere of the dham. Then you are living in the holy dham. There are different methods. One is to remember the holy dham, and by manasa seva, by the mind, stay in the holy dham. Yet another is to live in a Hare Krishna temple, as Prabhupada says. And yet another is to spread the atmosphere of the holy dham. I remember this last point, when we just ended the Mayapur Vrindavan festival. It must have been 1976 maybe, or 75, or 74, one of these 3 years. Prabhupada had asked us, now how do you like this Vrindavan? And the devotees, of course, said, very good, it was very, very nice. And Srila Prabhupada then said, so now it is your duty to spread Vrindavan to the Western world. And at that time we were all thinking, what does this mean, to spread Vrindavan to the Western world? And only later, when we heard about Mathura Vasi, living in Vrindavan Mathura, this became a little bit more understandable. To spread the atmosphere of the holy dham means to live at the holy dham. So we are here in the West, in a country which is certainly ruled by the lower modes of material nature. However, by preaching vigorously, we can create the atmosphere of Krishna consciousness here. So, distributing the books of Srila Prabhupada, slow and by and slow, creates a Krishna conscious atmosphere. We have just heard from our Madhavendra Puri. Today is also Madhavendra Puri's appearance day, the original Madhavendra Puri. But we have heard from our Bhaktivedanta Institute Madhavendra Puri, small Madhavendra Puri, about the amazing results going on in Poland. Now he is mostly preaching to the university students and establishing the main points which the Bhaktivedanta Institute wants to establish. One is atheistic Darwinism is wrong. The other is we are soul and not the body. And the third, as far as I understood, is there's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the fountainhead of all existence. But there must be also more. He expresses that when preaching in Poland, he can see so many people asking sincere questions about Krishna consciousness. So much so that sometimes classrooms full of 300 students are just listening to him as he goes on for 4 hours. So you can see this is a Vrindavan activity, to hear about subjects related to Krishna. And the field has been prepared for such an activity by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For instance, one of the and the most important activity the Lord does this is by bringing his transcendental books into the materialistic society. Srila Prabhupada, he quoted one shloka from the Skanda Purana, where he said, where the Skanda Purana mentions that every home which has Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, then all of a sudden turns into a holy place. That turns into a Vrindavan and Mathura Vrindavan. So I wanted to establish the first point. One of the five topmost instructions given in our Sampradaya is that to live at a holy place. And book distribution certainly creates a spiritual atmosphere in society so that Vrindavan and Mathura can be present here in the material world, in the Western world as well. Now, in older times, all the devotees went to Vrindavan and Mathura because there were no books available. And they were instructed by Srila Jiva Goswami, Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, and Shamananda Pandit were two and three great souls who learned at the same time under the tutelage of Srila Jiva Goswami in Vrindavan. And after they had completed their teachings, or their lessons, they were sent with a whole bookload of the Goswami literatures from Vrindavan to Bengal in order to bring the writings of the Goswamis to there, so that Krishna consciousness would also be possible to be executed in Bengal and in other parts. So this happened, and I think most of us here know the story. On the way, they got robbed by one king called Birhambir. It happened during the night, and no one saw the soldiers. And when the three of them woke in the morning, the books were gone. Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamananda Pandit decided to keep on their journey, but Srinivas Acharya made the vow, "I won't go even 1 meter towards my destination, towards Bengal, if I have not reclaimed or found these books." And it took him a whole year until, by chance, if there is such a thing, he managed to come to the court of Birhambir, where there was a reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. He sat down and listened, and then disagreed with the speaker and said, "This is wrong explanation of this verse." And he himself began to speak what he had learned from Jiva Goswami. which was so fascinating that the king became highly indebted towards him. Later, there was a meeting by the king and Srinivasa Acharya, and a little later the king told him, I did a terrible mistake. 1 year ago, I stole books from the saints, thinking that they would be gold. Now they are lying here. Please advise me what to do. So Srinivasa Acharya saw all the books and he recognized the beautiful handwriting of Rupa Goswami, which can enchant the whole universe. And he said, these are my books. So the king was so, how can you say it in proper verse? He was so regretful that he first of all gave him the books back. Here, take it. I want to be excused of my terrible mistake. I feel already the trident of Lord Shiva piercing me. And he surrendered himself to Srinivasa Acharya and became his disciple. He became such a fanatic disciple that he threw out all the non-devotees from his kingdom and established a Vaishnava state called Vishnupura, a wonderful state where only Krishna consciousness was the rule. And in this way, Vaikuntha or Vrindavan Dham happened to come there also. So my point, I think, is simple. To create a spiritual atmosphere, book distribution is favorable, or it is the main instrument. This was there a little less than 500 years ago, when the first book distribution party went out and the books got stolen. Then as a result of that, a whole kingdom became Vaishnavas. And this can also be true in the thickness of 1992 Kali Yuga, when the Fiat and Renault and the East European vans go out loaded with books and meant for distribution. Today is a very special day, because it is the day of Srinivasa Acharya, who was the Sankirtan leader of the first book distribution party. This history today establishes a very important point for our understanding. And that is, by the activity of Sankirtan, the spiritual influence of a holy dharma can be created. This is a point of which is of great interest. Now, going further, I would like to make a second point. Every devotee who is engaged in the Sankirtan movement has some experience with taking a risk for Krishna. Someone, have you made this experience? And only the silence of the faces answered him. No, yes.
Yes.
Isn't it sometimes when we do book distribution that sometimes we meet heavy elements? Most important, our own mind. We meet him on the streets in the summer, in the winter, and in the autumn, and in the spring. So, Srila Prabhupada was writing about taking a risk for Krishna on the preaching mission. And I would like to read two quotations to you for you. The world is full of jagais and malais, namely drunkards, woman hunters, meat eaters and gamblers. And we will have to approach them at the risk of insult, injury, and similar other rewards. That is our reward. We will be insulted, we will be injured, and so on and so forth. Not so many people will say, "Oh, Hare Krishna book, just be Buddha, very nice. Please give me all your books." That is rare. In fact, when this happens, we are prepared to travel for long distances. Once there was a phone call to Schloss Wettershof. It was by one man. He said, "Oh, whenever the Sankirtan devotees are in Schwäbisch Hall, whenever they are in Schwäbisch Hall, then I'm going and meeting them and taking some books from them. But now I have read all the books, when do they come again to Schwäbisch Hall?" And I was on the phone. I said, "You will be very glad to hear that in 3 hours they are there. Meet them at such and such place." And we took a whole set of books and we just drove down high speed as fast as we could. We met him and we gave him all the books which were in print that time. And later this boy became Hridaya Govinda and his wife Daru. So, yes, I'm feeling that the point is lost. This is very rare, isn't it? And when this happens, we are just prepared to go down, at least those of us who are not the full Sankirtan, and giving them the books. It's so wonderful. So our usual result, so to say, which we get, is not so much appreciation, but if it comes high, neutrality. So Prabhupada says, to face such reverse conditions of life and to suffer thereby the results of actions is considered as the greatest penance and austerity in the matter of spiritual advancement of life. To sit down in a corner without preaching risk and to make a show of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is condemned by my spiritual master. And he has written a very nice song in this connection, which I am recording. The substance is that to become very dear to Krishna or Balaram, or in other words, to Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, is to take the task of preaching work very seriously, at all risk. Please always remember this and you will be successful. So, the reward, the lonok, which someone gets who goes out on the Sankirtan mission in Kali Yuga, it is higher, therefore, than the reward of someone who performs tapasya and austerity in other ages like Satya Yuga. I think you all have heard about this, that one day on Sankirtan is more worth than a couple of thousands of years penance and austerities in Satya Yuga. It is because the end result of austerity should be to become dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, it just hardens the heart and makes us a stone head and heart. So, by going out for the Sankirtan mission, we can develop, now we can get the mercy of Chaitanya and Nityananda, and thereby be enriched in Krishna consciousness. So, of course, sometimes it is very hard still to feel the need of going out for Sankirtan. I have heard from our authority, Harinamananda Prabhu, that even he sometimes struggles with his mind in the morning to go out. Correct? No, he doesn't remember now, but I have heard. At least he told me, maybe he did. So, it is not always easy that every day we jump out as Superman. Here we are. Just debuting the box. It is not as easy. It would be easier if we could feel genuine compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. So, I want to read to you, because yesterday not all of you were there, a question being put before Srila Prabhupada about this compassion. It's sometimes very hard to feel compassion for others when we ourselves are still feeling so contaminated, so attacked by Maya. This was our Bhagavad Dharma Prabhu's point. One of the three points he explained was, of course, Raga to the material world, or material attachments. When a devotee feels that I'm still attached, then it is difficult for him to go out and feel actually compassion. It is not possible. So Prabhupada answers, therefore those who do not take the risk do not remain within this material world. They go to the Himalayas or to the forest. They are afraid of being contaminated. But the more liberal devotee takes the risk, never mind, I shall go to hell. Let me do something for Krishna. Let others understand something of Krishna. That is their magnanimity. The magnanimity. Taking the risk of going to hell just to give information. Just try to understand Krishna. Such persons are exalted because they are taking their own risks to serve Krishna. That at least one man can understand Krishna. And others, they are fleeing away. No, we are not going to take the risk. So anyone who takes the risk in a positive field to go out has such high rewards in his spiritual life. And everyone should understand this on this day. Of course, to take a risk means we have to be fearless in Krishna consciousness. Someone who is always thinking about, oh my future, oh my mind, oh my life, oh my prasadam, oh my country, oh my war, Yugoslavia is war. He will be full of fear, a fear which will encase him in his own, in his life. He will sit in the church during the Sankirtan hours reading spiritual books but not going out for book distribution. I wanted to say a few words, a few meditations which might overcome fear. The reason for fear is a material concept of life. This is described in the 11th canto, Vayam Ditvenye Shatayasyat. You begin to become identified with a material body, and as a result, you become afraid of so many obstacles. So the antidote is a simple meditation which we would like to present here. It's a medicine. If you try this meditation in your life, you will be free of fear. As a result, you can feel compassion, and that will bring you to do this austerity. Three points Prabhupada writes in the 10th canto are important for the devotee to always remain in the spiritual platform. Now, if you please, those who want to remember them, here's something to write down. I'm 100% convinced that those who meditate like this will be out of from the material world. They will be. The first is, we have to understand this material world is not our original home. We're just passing through here. It's not that important. Just like a traveler in a hotel who stays only for one night does not become involved in putting a tapestry on the wall. Also the devotee who is in the consciousness of being a traveler, he does not become so concerned about his own welfare. And he is not afraid, therefore. The second point is to become peaceful and free of fear is to meditate about the fact that Krishna is our only friend. He is there to help. Even the Singhadev is there to help. There are of course so many Sankirtan stories where devotees in bedrängnis, in when the times got tough, they chanted out the Nrisimha prayer and Lord Nrisimhadev protected them. So Krishna is our only friend is the second point. And the third point is, in order to realize this, that this world is not our home, but that Krishna is our only friend, we must engage in his service starting with our body and with our mind. So I think it was Shakshu Prabhu who said, anyone who engages his body and his mind, what? He is a sannyas? Yes. Means sannyas. He means sannyas. This is a nice point. Nice instruction. So these three instructions, please keep them in your heart. Now, last encouraging point, which shows you the power of book distribution, is a certain sociological phenomena. Always we feel when the Sankirtan devotees give us the mercy and invite us to shortly address them, we want to address them also from our the field of our service and encourage them in this way. As you all have heard, the devotees in the Gauranga Bhajan group group have just completed another journey, and we felt by Krishna's mercy it was successful because there were many more people attending our programs than they had ever done in Scandinavia and in Germany. And I remember one scene in Berlin where we had our concluding kirtans on the stage. The audience was dancing, and all of a sudden our eyes were drawn to a young man. He had short hair and he danced more than we. And naturally I became fascinated. For the short moments where he stood still, I could see things, Chromex, Shelter, it was written on his shirt and pants. And after the program was over, he was at the book table talking with Alishesh, I believe, or someone on the book table. At least I came and gave him a garland. You remember? There was. So afterwards I spoke a little bit with him, and he said, yes, I am a Chromex fan, I am a Shelter fan. They are chanting Hare Krishna, and therefore I am chanting Hare Krishna. And I see a great benefit in my life. I eat vegetarian food, no elk, that's a word for alcohol, and no drugs, and they even almost keep no sex, no illicit sex. They have some philosophy, I don't really know exactly this philosophy which they have about it, but at least they don't have these ordinary cats and dogs, cats and cats relationships, and so on and so forth. Or let us say a more pleasant word is monkey relationships. It's a little bit more elevated. So this has come also as a direct result of the books which go into the sinful society. There is no limit to what the books can do. Let us not expect only one result, that everyone who reads the books comes at the temple and shaves up like us. Or another result, that the books get praised in the newspapers of the Kamis. There are hundreds and millions of results of the books which can take place. Just like Krishna is not limited, his sound representative, the transcendental literature, is also not limited. It can create whole youth cultures, like the straight edge culture. It can influence the thought processes of modern society so that they talk about reincarnation and karma. It can make also devotees, like it always does. The books can save our own lives from an unfortunate future. There are an unlimited ways in which the books take effect in the consciousness of today. So, Hare Krishna, we want to thank you very much. I mean, it's not just a show of humility. I always feel life coming up in me when I can preach to the Sankirtan devotees. Please keep inviting me for these meetings. It is very good for my own Krishna consciousness, because we may not realize it always. It may be sometimes out of our mind. We sometimes may come into a Alltagstrott, one says in German, the grunge of the usual life. But nevertheless, there is no doubt that this Sankirtan movement has a great potency to purify the fallen souls in this world, and also to purify anyone who comes in contact with the Sankirtan mission, even if he talks only for 10 minutes to the Sankirtan devotees. So therefore, it is a great mission, Hare Krishna. Now I want to give the seat over to our practical man. The incarnation of book distribution. Navina Nirada is, of course, before him now, but he's still our grand old man. Well, there's also another general, Rini Sura, but he is the second general, and that is our Harinamananda Prabhu.
सचिन महाराज की जय